The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland hosts Temple on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We're excited coming off a good win over Bowling Green. Our team played very well, stuck together. Defense did a tremendous job shutting them out in the second half. And offensively, continued to kind of stick to the plan and as we got going there and scored some points in the second half. So very much a team win. Proud of our football team. Excited to play Temple. First home game for us on Saturday. Very good football team. Great tradition. Obviously won a lot of football games over the last few years. And will present a great challenge for us in all three phases of the game. So we're excited to play and looking forward to Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in queue following two prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Don.
I'm doing a story about a group that's starting to buy tickets for fans in PG County. And how important is it to build, obviously you haven't been here that long, but to build a fan base with young players in a place like PG County, where obviously a lot of players come from?
I think it's very important to have young people around football any way we can. And certainly it benefits our program for them to come and see what we have to offer, but it certainly benefits those young people. So we're excited anybody's going to help get those guys to the game and let them be around college football. Certainly think everything about college football, the pageantry, the games, all that is a special thing, and it's the greatest game going. So we're certainly appreciative of that, and that's a great opportunity for those guys to get to come to some games.
And just to follow up, do you remember the first college football game you went to?
The first college, well, that's a great question. I don't think about that. I mean, it would have been, I believe it probably would have been with my father going to a Purdue game. I don't remember who they played. That would have been probably the first game I went to.
Okay. And just one other question about the fan base here. Given what this team has gone through the last few months, given the way they've played the first 2 weeks, how important is it for Maryland fans to come out Saturday, regardless of how bad the weather might be, just to support this group of players?
Well, I think it would be very, very, special for our players to have great support from our fans. And obviously, our players are playing very hard, playing together for each other. And I think our fans would enjoy watching our young men play. I think it would be a situation where they would enjoy what they saw on the field with the way our guys are playing. And not talking about winning and losing, but just the way they're playing together, the emotion and the passion in which they're playing with, I think our fans would be proud and be happy to see that. So we're certainly hopeful they come out and watch us. And those who do come out and bear the elements will certainly be very appreciative of them being there for us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from a line of Roman Stubbs with Washington Post.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just curious, Matt, what have you observed, I guess, from your assistant coaches just over the last few months, how they've held everything together and held things together with the kids? And are you concerned at all with any of them being swept up in the investigation or anything like that?
I don't have any comment about that. I think as a staff, and I'm certainly, we're all together in this. We're all sticking together. We're all working very hard. And, from the moment this all started to occur, which was a very, horrible, hard day for us with Jordan, I think as a staff, we put our players first. We focused on our players. We focused on all aspects of our players through that time, which was, back and forth and through the time when Jordan was trying to hang on and be with us. And obviously then he had to go. And that was certainly a challenge for us as an entire program and as everybody in this organization. But our focus has been and continues to be just about our players. And I think our staff has done a tremendous job of doing that. And I think our players feel that. And I think our players know that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Dan Wolkin with USA Today.
Matt, I was just curious, in your mind, is there a way to quantify what it's meant to start 2-0 in terms of just keeping everybody, players and coaches, focused on the season, given just frankly the uncertainty that surrounds the future every day for everyone in the program?
Yeah, I think it's a great credit to our players. I mean, I continue to say that I think the job they've done of taking everything a day at a time, of focusing just on each other, and then obviously when it's game day, focusing on finding a way to win. And no matter who gets the credit, it's amazing what you can accomplish when nobody cares who gets the credit. We all have heard that. But to have guys actually believe that and buy into that and realize they're playing for each other, I think it's been a very special situation to be able to watch and see our team do that, play for each other. Obviously, anytime you win a football game, you've been doing it a long time too. I mean, it's hard to win football games. Everybody sees that across the country. So the fact that we've played two and won two is as good as we can be. And certainly, very, very happy for our players that they've been able to do that. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to be on the inside watching them do it.
Just a follow-up, Matt. You spent months preparing to just run the offense. Now all of a sudden you've got these extra responsibilities. I was just curious sort of how you've had to adjust game day and week preparation now that you're the interim head coach versus just focusing on the offense your entire day.
Yeah, I haven't. I really haven't changed a lot. I mean, I think I've talked about it. Calling the game from the field is something I'd never done. So certainly that's been a change for me, and a great job by our staff of being upstairs and making that as seamless as we can. Certainly, still, every play that doesn't work is a bad call. But I think that was something for me that I'd never done and was concerned about or anxious about. As far as everything else, I really have just focused on the offense. I've spent, some time, in between certain events or practices, getting to know the defensive players a little bit, letting them know I'm here, but more in a supporting type of role. Our staff is still working. I'm an offensive coordinator. That's my job, and not much has changed that way. We're just all focusing on doing our jobs as well as we can, and everything is about putting our players first.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from a line of Mark Narducci with Philadelphia Inquirer.
Coach, can you tell me what you've seen out of Temple, what you looked at as studying them and preparing for them this week?
Well, a very talented football team, as you would know. They've got great talent. They've won a lot of football games over the past years, obviously, beating a lot of very good opponents. I think, you look at them, they've had, a touchdown each game, non-offensive touchdown each game. I think their special teams jumps off the tape, how hard they play on special teams, the passion in which they play their special teams. I think, defensively, certainly starting there, again, they've got very good talent. They run to the football very well. They've got a multiple front system, which allows them to do a lot. Obviously, coach has been in the SEC and certainly a very well-known defensive coordinator, so you're not surprised that they're extremely sound and disciplined on defense. Offensively, they've got playmakers and they've had some, I think last week had a couple of turnovers like we all do at times that come back and bite you, but I think they've got good weapons and we're very concerned about the talent that they present. And we obviously realize they've beaten us the last two times they've played Maryland, so we realize they're coming in with the intent to win the football game and believing they will, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us to answer their answer that and then find a way to win the football game if we can.
Is there one part of the team, Coach, that maybe concerns you more than others about them?
No, I'm concerned about all parts.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.